and our RNZ business editor, Giles Beckford, is with us now. Kia ora. Air New Zealand profits take a tumble.
Well, not quite yet. They've just warned us that weaker domestic demand and a competitive North American travel market are likely to reduce full-year earnings. The national carrier is now expecting pre-tax earnings between $190 and $230 million for the full year. That's about $10 million lower than the February forecast. It's significantly lower than last year's performance, though, where they earned $585 million. Underlying profitability is expected to be $40 to $50 million lower. Forsyth Spa head of research, Andy Bowley, says Air New Zealand is a cyclical business. It's dependent on economic conditions.
Therefore, any upturn in performance is somewhat reliant on the cyclical environment improving. That means interest rates need to start falling, the consumer needs to start feeling better about themselves and consequently start booking flights in advance. There tends to be quite a long lead time for long haul, but a much shorter lead time for short haul. The other side of the equation is the competitive backdrop, and the level of competition on North American routes will have lowered the broader returns profile for all airlines, likely on those routes, and therefore lower capacity, i.e. capacity decisions from a variety of airlines, could help Air New Zealand if we start to see capacity being taken out of the market, like they have done in recent times with their Chicago route.
Well, New Zealand's also facing maintenance issues with its Pratt and Whitney engines, and Andy Bowley says that'll likely remain a headache for another 18 months. Meanwhile, the airline's revamping its short-haul flight options to Australia and the Pacific. It says in-flight entertainment and a snack or meal will be provided for all bookings, and there'll be fully flexible and refundable fare options in each cabin, and those changes will come into effect in June. Genesis Energy is warning it may have to burn more coal for power to meet winter peak demand because of declining gas production. In a quarterly report, the chief executive, Malcolm John, says gas production has fallen more quickly than expected, but demand hasn't. He says the industry calling for fast start backup gas-fired plants to meet surges in demand will need more gas to be produced and to be brought online as well, and that will take time. A new well to tap more gas at the Kupe field has yet to come into operation. Mr. John says that may mean coal will need to be used, although Genesis' stockpile has fallen more than 100,000 tonnes to 624,000 at the end of March. He says the company is chasing a reliable and cost-competitive source of biomass, which it could burn at the Huntly power plant. Those are special wood pellets that would replace coal. Well, New Zealand bank profits aren't overly high compared to other banks around the world. That's the view of a credit rating agency, Fitch Ratings, in its latest review of the big four Australian-owned local banks, ASB, BNZ, ANZ and Westpac. It says it expects earnings and profits to be squeezed by a subdued economy, higher costs, lower margins and a likely increase in bad debts. However, the report says given their size, market dominance and relatively simple business operations, the bank should come through all right. Fitch senior analyst Tim Roche says the bank's profits are healthy, but not world-beating.
We don't necessarily look at a return on equity. We prefer to focus more on operational profits and look at it on a risk-weighted basis, so relative to their risk-weighted assets. And the returns are good, but again, when we look at it relative to similarly rated peers globally, they're not at the top of that peer group, but you know, they certainly do sit well in terms of comparison on a profitability standpoint.
Tim Roche of Fitch Ratings, and it rates the big four banks at A+, which is the same as their Australian parents. Well, people wanting to sell businesses are increasingly needing to leave money in the deal to finance the sale. A business broker says vendor financing has been used to close 10% of sales over the past year. That compares with just 1% the year before. ABC Business Sales Managing Director Chris Small says it's a sign of the times, with vendor financing needed to bridge the gap between the asking and selling prices. He says high-interest financing options are more common, but the number of sales is down from the peak 2 years ago.
That was our best year ever, and we sold over 400 businesses that year. The year that's just been, sorry, to March 24, we sold 375 businesses. So we're approximately 5 to 7% down where we were at the top of the market. But we do certainly have a valuation gap between what purchasers are viewing versus the vendors. And we do also obviously have high interest rates, which is forcing the banks not to lend as much money as they usually would because of the debt servicing scenario.
Chris Small says vendors are charging interest in the region of 12 to 14% in such circumstances. Just coming up to 25 past 12, trying to catch up with Malika King from Craigs Investment Partners on Finance Markets. Kia ora to you, Malika.
Kia ora, Giles.
What's it looking like for the local share market?
Look, it's looking pretty good after a poor start this morning. We're actually up 49 points on the NZX 50 at 11,846 points. Just looking at the NZX 10, A2 Milk's up 6 cents at $6.27. Auckland Airport's up 9 cents at $7.94. EBOS is up 7 cents at $34.76. Fletcher Building up at 8 cents at $3.94. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare is up 46 cents at $27.06. Infratil's up 2.5 cents at $10.83.5. Main Freight's flat at $69.50. Meridian's down 7 cents at $5.82. Ryman's down 7 cents at $4.33 after the announcement of that abrupt departure of their CEO. Spark is up 3.5 cents at $4.68.5. And Air New Zealand, with that revised guidance out this morning, is flat at 57 cents.
What's it looking like in Australia?
Good start to the week over there. The All Ords is up 107 points or 1.4% at 7,925 points.
Which takes us to the currency. How's it faring?
We're buying just over 59 US cents, 91.7 Australian cents, 47.7 pence, 55.4 euro cents, 91.3 yen and 4.28 yuan.
Leaving us with interest rates, oil and gold.
The 90-day bank bills are at 5.655%, the 5-year swaps at 4.7% and the 10-year's at 4.755%. Gold is at $2,384 US an ounce, and oil has come off a bit. It's at $86.78 US a barrel.
Thank you very much. That's Malika King from Craigs Investment Partners. As Malika mentioned there, the chief executive of Ryman Healthcare, Richard Umbers, has abruptly resigned, and he'll be replaced temporarily by the chair, Dean Hamilton, as the company searches for a permanent replacement. Mr. Hamilton will become a non-independent director while acting as the executive chair. The company's also reaffirmed its February earnings guidance of full year, somewhere between $265 and $285 million, with the results coming out next month. And another company seeing a change of leadership, Two Cheap Cars. The chief executive there, Paul Millward, is leaving. He'll be replaced by the major shareholder, David Senna, who, and along with his family trust, owns 76% of the company. The company's chair, Michael Stjasny, says it was inevitable that with that degree of dominance that Mr. Senna would take over. But credit has been given to Mr. Millward for turning the company around in just 18 months. We'll wrap it all together for you and bring any breaking news and numbers around 5:30 in Checkpoint. But for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.